Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates in this round it could cost taxpayers $400 million a day to pay federal workers who'd be barred from working. Hurricane Umberto's outer bands raked Bermuda today, but forecasters say Umberto's strength will pull Imelda further out to sea and spare the U.S. a direct hit. All Wall Street today, investors shrugged off earlier concerns of a shutdown, stocks ending up. This is ABC News. A new recall issued today involving child car seats from a popular seller.
Evenflo is recalling over 324,000 child seats because foam in the headrest could be a choking hazard, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall involves Evenflo's Revolve 360 Slim and Gold Revolve 360 Slim models. Owners who registered their products will be notified October 31st. Evenflo will send owners additional tape seal to secure the foam free of charge. Alex Stone, ABC News.
After ICE agents took Des Moines Public School District Superintendent Ian Roberts into custody last week, alleging he was living in the U.S. illegally, another school district in Pennsylvania Roberts served as superintendent is speaking out. The Mill Creek Township School District in Erie County says in a statement that he served from August 2020 to 23 and went through a FBI background check, completed an I-9 eligibility form, and supplied documentation to support his work. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Rooney & Associates, your American Family Insurance agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Mostly cloudy tonight, fog is possible, low 55, cloudy in the morning tomorrow, then more sun later with a high of 80, and partly cloudy tomorrow night, a slight chance of spotty sprinkles, and a low of 54. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy, the winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 83 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Dolona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. This incident remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Delton Fire, Dells Delton EMS, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office assisted the Sheriff's Department at the scene. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 6.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.82 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 17.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 25.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.56 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of 93 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 5.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08 a gallon. The national average is down 11.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.3 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.65 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, gas prices have seen a notable weekly drop in most states as seasonal factors ramp up their impact, namely the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling gasoline demand. He added, for now, seasonal factors will remain the primary driver of relief at the pump, though we continue to monitor the tropics for any potential disruptions to seasonal trends. Standardized assessment results released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction show a slight increase in student performance in both English language arts and mathematics during the 2024-25 school year. According to data from the Wisconsin Student Assessment System, which includes the Forward Exam, Dynamic Learning Maps, the Pre-ACT Secure, and the ACT, 47.7% of students in all tested grades met or exceeded expectations in ELA, while 48.6% did so in mathematics on tests administered in spring 2025. Statewide data also shows performance gaps among different student subgroups continue to exist. The Forward Exam assesses students in grades 3 through 8 in ELA and mathematics. Starting last year, the test started including a separate reading score within the ELA assessment, aligning with Wisconsin's ongoing efforts to strengthen literacy and improve student outcomes. In the 2024-25 school year, public school students showed a slight improvement in reading performance, with overall Forward scores in reading rising by 0.3 percentage points over the previous year. Students participating in private school choice programs saw a 2.5 percentage point decline in reading performance on the Forward. On the ELA portion of the Forward, public school students saw a 0.5 percentage point increase in performance, while students in choice programs experienced a 2.3 percentage point decline. In mathematics, public school performance dipped slightly by 0.3 percentage points, and choice student performance declined by 2.7 percentage points. Statewide participation among public school students continues to improve, with 96% of eligible students participating in the WSAS. Participation among choice students, however, declined by more than 3 percentage points, with 76.7% tested. Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson on Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. Wisconsin Veterans Museum Education Director Eric Wright says the Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II. Wright says bringing in the actors to share these stories is much more impactful than simply reading facts at a grave marker. Some of the stops on the tour include a Madison doctor who survived the Battle of Buffalo Wallow in the Philippines during the Pacific Campaign, and a Fond du Lac soldier who was rescued from a German POW camp. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges after the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium died. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested last weekend on initial charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early in the morning, September 20th. The victim in the attack died last week, and UW-Madison police have sent upgraded first-degree homicide charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Jones is still in jail on a probation hold. The victim has not been identified. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Kohlstead is a longtime member of Kiwanis Club.
It's one of them where we have a goodwill offering, and we invite everybody to come, bring your families. We're not so concerned about the large amount of money so much as the camaraderie of people, because so much things are done, having a meal, enjoying somebody's company, that type of thing. And with a goodwill offering, people give what they feel they can give. You know, maybe someone's going to throw a buck in and somebody else is going to throw a 50. And all of the proceeds that we have from the October 1st Pancake Supper are going to go to our projects.
One of the projects include the Coats for Kids.
This year, we're going to run that from November 1st until December 1st, and that's for kids in the community who their parents can't afford or feel they can't afford coats for the winter. It's an opportunity for them to put a coat on the back of their kids, and they get a new coat or gently used coat that will protect them during the winter time.
The all-you-can-eat pancake supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its third annual military couples retreat. Operation Reconnect, Friday through Sunday, October 17th through 19th. The High Ground will welcome five couples, veterans, and their spouses or partners, regardless of where they are in their relationship journey, to participate in a weekend of interactive and insightful activities. This unique retreat is designed to deepen connections and offer a supportive home front approach. Operation Reconnect is thoughtfully designed to create a safe, calm environment where couples can share openly and feel supported. For partners who experience active duty and deployments alongside their veterans, they witness the transitions as they unfold. For couples who meet after service, those experiences can feel distant until the impact surfaces unexpectedly. Throughout the weekend, couples will engage in enriching exercises led by peer support facilitators and subject matter experts. These sessions are designed to cultivate friendship, boost affection, enhance communication, and provide space for couples to learn and grow together. Advance retreat reservation is required by October 1st. Upon reservation, lodging arrangements will be made and a $50 reservation fee is required. This fee will be refunded upon the couple's arrival at the retreat. All lodging meals and materials are provided. However, transportation to and from the retreat is the responsibility of the participants. For more information or to reserve your spot, contact Moni at 715-743-4224 or email donations at thehighground.org. This October, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, doors will be open from 10 to 6 for walk-in mammograms on Thursdays in October. No appointment or pre-authorization is necessary. This annual diagnostic exam is intended for women aged 40 and above. If it has been 12 months since a patient's last exam, they should come prepared with their health insurance card, the name of the facility where they had their last mammogram, and the name of their primary care provider. Both 2D and 3D scans are available. Patients with questions should contact TRHC at 608-647-6321. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tammy Bauer on ticket number 50 and Shelley Thompson on ticket 425.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died September 22nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge, died Sunday at the Northland Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lafarge Free Methodist Church, Lafarge Ambulance, or the Lafarge Senior Citizen Meal Site. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Lafarge is serving the family of Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, October 8th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday, October 8th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Naomi Caroline Knockert-Smaley, 99, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Caroline Knockert-Smaley, 99, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
The Yokooch Mountain Humane Society invites you to next week's finale of this year's Animal House season. It's been a pleasure for the Animal House crew to serve customers this past summer, but it's almost time for the bright red Animal House food stand to go away for the winter, with next Thursday and Friday, the 9th and 10th, being the last days of the year to enjoy a Chicago dog, a brat, or other tasty sandwich from Animal House's usual spot next to the Richland Center Community Center's parking lot. We hope to see you there, and also at this year's OMHS Rummage Romp, which will be at the Community Center Saturday, October 11th. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting your pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another day up in the mid-80s across our region. This is running a good 15 to 20 degrees above normal. We'll see some slight cooling tomorrow, but still well above normal. And then we should bounce right back into the 80s Thursday through Saturday, possibly even Sunday. It'll turn a little more humid as well as a south wind flow continues. Now, there will be some scattered light showers skirting around to the west and north of our region over the next couple of days, closer to a stalled front in the northern plains. That system eventually will move southeast, so our chances of rain will be creeping up by Sunday and Monday, with even higher chance coming in by Tuesday into Tuesday night. There should also be some cooler seasonal air moving into the upper Midwest by the middle of next week. Here's your forecast for tonight. We'll see quite a bit of high-level cloudiness move through. Temperature just dropping back to about 55 degrees with a light east wind. Tomorrow, cloud cover giving way to more breaks of sun in the afternoon. Still on the warm side for this time of the year as we enter into October. High at 78, southeast wind up to 10. On Thursday, mostly sunny and quite warm. Low 53, high near 80. Friday, mostly sunny. It'll actually feel a little bit hot out there in the afternoon. Low 57, high of 86. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, continued very summer-like with lows in the upper 50s and highs in the middle 80s. Some spots might be a few degrees warmer. Sunday, partly or mostly cloudy, not quite as warm, just a slight chance of a shower. Low 60, high 78. And Monday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, low in the upper 50s with highs in the low to mid 70s. Might stay in the 60s by the middle of next week with some chances of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great evening.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 81 degrees after a high today of 87 and a morning low of 52. Yesterday's high was 89 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 91 degrees with a record low of 24 that was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 48. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:45. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:59. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.11, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
And before we get to sports, it's our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win. This multi-state contest is your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you in the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game, which will be played in November. This hour's word is punt, P-U-N-T, as in punt the ball on fourth down. And all you have to do is go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you can find it in the Google or Apple stores. Find WRCO on the app and then go to the text area and text the word punt, P-U-N-T, for your chance to win. Good luck. WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. With tonight's sports schedule, here's Phil Nee.
Tonight's area sports schedule getting underway at Richland Center. High school soccer, Dodge Point, plays at Richland Center. The Prairie du Chien Co-op is at River Valley. Ithaca Weston and Seneca are all at DeSoto tonight in volleyball. Prairie du Chien is at River Valley and Dodgeville at Richland Center. It's poster night at Richland Center High School during a homecoming week. I ask Coach Jamie Johnson if the Hornets are still in conference conversation.
It's always a bummer when you need rely help, and one of the teams you might thought might be able to realistically pull it off was Valley, you know, because Valley beat them in a tournament, and Valley's already played them twice now, so we are in second place all by ourselves right now, so that's our goal, is taking it one game at a time, and if things fall our way, great, but if not, if we can win out, second place in this conference is nothing to hang your head about, and so hopefully we can, you know, we've got a couple big weeks here. Obviously, coming up, homecoming this week, Platteville match next weekend. We have our last tournament this weekend, which is tough during a homecoming week to have a tournament, all-day tournament. But especially with the competition that's going to be there, it's just going to be outstanding. Again, bigger schools and great programs. So it's going to get us battle-tested for our ultimate goal there, is working through towards a conference championship, but also, you know, trying to achieve to get to a regional final or beyond. So. All this competition will just, we hope, will pay dividends here over the next month.
We'll have a match tonight on WRCO, beginning with the pre-match time around 7 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Richland Center Church League will have its softball season wrap-up and volleyball season planning meeting tonight at 7 in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. Teams that cannot attend but want to be a part of the upcoming 2025-26 volleyball season should contact the league via email at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is being criticized for conservative play calling. Twice he decided to punt on fourth down on Sunday night while inside Cowboys territory with 5 yards or less to go for a first down. Green Bay took possession of the ball with just over 3.5 minutes left in overtime, but ran only 8 plays and settled for a game-tying field goal. NBC Sports confirms that the coach was trying to keep Dallas from getting the ball back, but suggested that he may have passed on what would have been a game-winning touchdown. The Badgers' homecoming game in Week 7 against the Iowa Hawkeyes will be played in prime time. The announcement was made on yesterday. No, actually, it was made yesterday. The broadcast will be on FS1 rather than NBC. Wisconsin and Iowa will be battling for the Heartland Trophy, but the Big Ten contest is also important because it is Coach Luke Fickell's best chance at a win among the opponents left on a challenging schedule. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. Before then, the Badgers will travel to Michigan this weekend to take on the Wolverines on Saturday. MLB.com ranks the Milwaukee Brewers fourth in the playoff field. No team won more games than the franchise record 97 won by manager Pat Murphy's team. The Los Angeles Dodgers, Philadelphia Phillies, and Seattle Mariners are the teams ranked above the Brewers in the MLB power poll. Milwaukee has made it to the postseason 7 times in the last 8 years. It will take on the winner of the 3-game series between the Cubs and the Padres. And in that series, Yasuo Suzuki and Carson Kelly hit back-to-back homers, helping the Chicago Cubs beat the San Diego Padres 3-1 in game one of their NL wildcard series today. Chicago also got a perfect performance from its bullpen in the franchise's first playoff win since the 2017 National League Championship Series. The Cubs were swept by Miami in the wild card in 2020 during their last postseason appearance. Game two of the best of 3 series is back at Wrigley Field tomorrow afternoon. The Padres finished with 4 hits in the opener. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Tomorrow, the Richland Area Farmers Market will set up shop on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. From 1:30 until 5:30, shoppers can wander through stalls overflowing with fresh foods and flowers. Can't make it during those hours? You can call or text the market manager at 608-213-3374 to arrange another way to get your favorites. This is more than just a market. It's a community hub. Food Share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are welcome. And thanks to a grant from Richland County Medical Society, customers enjoy bonus bucks every single week. Double benefits up to $10 for fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at the information table. Families will love the Youth Food Token Program for ages 4 to 17, sponsored by the Rotary Club of Richland County. And don't forget, bring your boomerang bags and earn a coupon to spend at the market. Expect pumpkins, gourds, squash, garlic, greens, microgreens, breads, pies, cookies, maple syrup, honey, fresh flowers, and more. That's all tomorrow. Richland Area Farmers Market, 1:30 until 5:30. The corner of Orange and Court. See you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian from Walsh's. Red Hot Deals are happening now at Ace Hardware, but only through September 30th. Keep your backyard lively with Ace Bird Suet, 11 ounces, just $1.29 each, or stock up on KT Songbird and Wild Bird Food. Buy one, get one free. And don't forget to grab your RV and marine antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, red hot deals for your home and backyard, but hurry, they end September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Cattle were higher Tuesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Planter potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. The USDA says September 1st grain stocks are below a year ago, even after an upward revision on 2024 production. Harvest is slower than average this year, but near-term forecasts are mostly warm and dry. November beans were 8 3/4 lower at 10.01 3/4. January was down 9.5 at 10.20 and a quarter. October bean meal was 2.40 lower at 265.70. October bean oil was down 24 points at 48.87. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. Quarterly corn stocks were 13% lower than last year, but the USDA did raise the 2024 production total after acreage adjustments. No change to yield. Corn is watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting conditions. December corn was 6 lower at 415.5. March was down 6.5 at 432. and wheat was lower on fund and technical selling. Wheat stocks are up on the year, and the 2025 production guess is slightly larger than the 2024 total for all types of wheat. Weather looks mostly favorable for winter wheat planting, but some areas do need rain. December Chicago led the way lower, down 11.5 at 508. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of direct business. Feeders took the lead on the tight market-ready numbers and that lower move in corn. October live was up 52 at 231.85, and December was 95 higher at 234.77. October feeders were up 482 at 361.02. November was 547 higher at 359.35. And hogs were pressured by technical selling and questions about demand. October was $1.30 lower at 99.85. December was down 162 at 88.72. Brent Barnett has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Cattle country remained very quiet with no bids or asking prices established Tuesday afternoon. Significant trade volume is expected later in the week. Boxed beef was mixed at the close with choice up 35 cents at 371.03 and select down 164 at 347.25. The choice select spread was 23.78. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed on Tuesday. The market has shown modest strength lately, which has been aided by firm fundamentals and support from futures. Buyers have been assessing their near-term needs and are monitoring the demand picture. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 19 cents lower, with a base range of 96 to 104. The Iowa Minnesota was up 38 cents, with a weighted average price of 102.44. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo and Tipjack Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a large sale and the big round market was very good. Reminder, next hay sale will be October 8th. You can also buy hay and bedding throughout the week. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coins, tools, magazine collection, boat, mower, and much more. Online only auction ending October 1st at 6 p.m. soft close. We have more online only auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website at www.tipjackauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Planning home improvements, a new addition, or building a garage or house? Start at Harchi Lumber, where making your project easier and more affordable is what they do best. From the ground up, Harchi Lumber carries a complete line of quality building materials, drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, and more. Need help with a pole building? Harchi's experienced construction crews are ready to get that job done too. Plus, they offer prompt job site deliveries with self-unloading trucks to keep your project moving. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 or stop at Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. China's lack of interest in U.S. soybeans is keeping a global oilseed strategist on alert as harvest continues. Stephen Nicholson with Rabobank says soybean future prices have held up relatively well, but basis levels are getting sloppy.
Particularly in the interior, which is surprising considering that these processors need to buy beans. But the fact is there's no demand at the Gulf, and there's certainly no demand in the PNW.
More news is next.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Ag economist with University of Missouri Extension says he was surprised with U.S. corn stocks as of September 1st. Ben Brown says in USDA's latest quarterly grain stocks report,
200 million bushels of additional supply into what is already a record supply for the new crop marketing year on the corn side. That's going to continue to weigh on our prices as we work our way through.
A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says unseasonably warm temperatures and a lack of rainfall are expected to continue across the Eastern Corn Belt into October. Logan Clark tells Brownfield,
that pattern has manifested itself for a good chunk of August and continued into September. Probably through at least the first several days of October, we're going to see that continue. There might be a little bit of a pattern shift once we go into the middle of next week.
And the USDA says farmers made and paid a little bit more in August than they did in July. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Using cover crops to conserve soil is nothing new, but using cover crops to suppress problem weeds is for some farmers, and knowing how to make it work can be challenging. The University of Wisconsin soybean and weed teams have been conducting field trials to see what works best. We'll hear from soybean researcher Mark Kendall next on today's Managing for Profit.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
University of Wisconsin researchers are looking for the best recommendations for using cover crops to suppress weeds ahead of soybeans. Mark Kendall with UW soybean team tells Brownfield, planting soybeans into cover crops might cost a few bushels, but the benefits are worth looking at.
Some years we, you know, might see some environmental stressors and we might have a little bit of a yield drag. So we're looking at different agronomic practices because there's a big push for using cover crops for erosion prevention, conservation, and weed control too, with the emergence of herbicide resistant water hemp and with issues with other problematic weeds like giant ragweed.
Are you finding that certain cover crops help more in a soybean situation?
Definitely. Here in the upper Midwest, we struggle. We've got our sometimes harsh winter conditions, so winter survivability is key. And that's why cereal rye, winter rye, is the most popular. It can survive just about anything, and you're going to get great spring growth and great weed suppression, especially if you get enough biomass out there. You get enough rye growth, you can see some really good results on weed suppression, especially with water hemp. We're talking, you know, knee-high rye, 30 inches tall is preferred. And so we're looking at, one of our projects is, how can we stimulate the rye? How can we get more of it out there to act as a weed suppressant, to conserve our soil from eroding away? We're kind of treating it like a winter wheat crop, for example. We're going to go out there as soon as we can in the springtime, sprinkle a little nitrogen on it to really get it going, really boost it. And we've had some pretty good results with it. Applying as little as 25 pounds of nitrogen per acre, we can get an additional 8-9 inches of growth compared to a zero nitrogen application. So that's probably equivalent to another 1,000 to 2,000 pounds per acre of biomass. And we're shooting for 4,000 to 5,000 pounds to get really good water hemp control.
Any chance of success with interseeding?
Generally, we can plant our soybeans late April, early May, let that rye, you know, coexist out there with the soybean into middle or later part of May, and really let the rye accumulate and terminate that with maybe a roller crimper with glyphosate, you know, herbicide application, and generally see some really positive results. Generally, the recommendations we're hearing from the Whisk Weeds program, if you can get knee high, you know, 30, 36 inches in an ideal year, that's going to give you really good weed suppression.
That's Mark Kendall with the University of Wisconsin Soybean Team, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
And it's time once again this hour for our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. It's your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword is punt. P-U-N-T. That's like punt the ball on fourth down. So this hour's keyword, once again, is punt. P-U-N-T. All you have to do to enter is go to the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded that yet, you can find it on the Apple or Google stores. And what you do is you find WRCO, go to the text button, and send a keyword, punt, P-U-N-T. Good luck.
Set your business right. There's a little black train coming, and it may be here tonight. Go tell that bald lady, all dressed in the world of pride, the Death Star train is coming. Better take every ride. God sent Hezekiah a message from on high. Your house in order, you must surely die. Turn to the wall and weeping, see him here in tears. Got his business fixed all right. God's been 15 years. There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. We'll be right back.
judgment bar. Oh, a man in darkness cares not for the gospel light, till he suddenly heard the whistle blow with a little black train inside. There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming.
Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Get ready for a weekend of horsepower, history, and hometown fun. It's the 42nd Annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show, coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds in Richland Center, October 3rd through the 5th. Gates open at 8 a.m. each day. Admission is absolutely free for spectators and exhibitors. Enjoy a full weekend of activities from 4-H breakfast both Saturday and Sunday to the pie stand, a youth exhibit area for kids under 16, and even a silent auction. Friday kicks off at 9 a.m. with a truck drive. Saturday, the action starts at 9 with tractor and ATV drives. People movers to get you around, a sawdust scramble at 12:30, and the big parade at 4 p.m. Sunday features an 8:30 cowboy church service and more threshing demonstrations at 12:30. Bring the whole family to the Richland County Fairgrounds October 3rd through the 5th for the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show, a weekend of free fun you won't want to miss.
Town Taxi, Richland Center's only locally owned and operated public transportation service, is the home of the Free Ride Fund. The Free Ride Fund is about giving back, and you can help today. Giving back in the form of transportation. That's right, we offer free healthcare transportation to those in need, giving our senior and disabled residents the freedom to spend their money on more enjoyable things. If you or your organization would like to help, call 608-647-3114 today. Town Taxi, keeping RC on the move. Move.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
100.9 WRCO.
White church on the edge of town. Country sermon going down, got me thinking about what I ain't done right. How to make every minute count, live life and live it loud, and chase that sun
till it burns out. There's still mountains to be climbed. There's still back roads left to drive. God only gives us so much time on this side of the dirt. Can't live too hard, too fast, too much. Can't say I love you near enough. Don't be afraid to kick up dust on this side of the dirt. Dreaming big, sitting still. Too afraid to take the wheel. Safe inside the lines, and I wanna break out. Cause moss don't grow on a rolling stone. Live young and you'll never get old. Gotta write my story like it's never been told.
It wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright.
we're still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose, less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. But I got better since you got gone. Swear it. Talking again. My friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you.